From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Donald Trump says he believes North Korea is ready to make peace after its leader Kim Jong-un declared willingness to meet him. In a 75-minute speech that veered into a number of topics, Mr. Trump noted the historical significance of him accepting the North Korean leader offer to meet. Word is Kim is committed to denuclearization. China says it does not intend to ignite a trade war over President Trump's new tariffs on aluminum and steel. Meantime, trade representatives for Japan and the European Union have met with the U.S. trade representative. President Trump told a rally his decision to impose import tariffs will bring back the aluminum and steel industry.
Your steel is coming back. Your steel is coming back. Those plants are going to be opening. And what we've done with the 25% tariffs for those guys that come in and dump their steel all over the place. And by the way, it's not good steel. You guys know what I mean. It's crap. But your steel is coming back. It's all coming back.
Mr. Trump signed proclamations last week imposing a 25% tariff on imported steel and a 10% tariff on imported aluminum. They go into effect in 2 weeks. Syrian government forces have captured more ground in eastern Ghouta, a Damascus suburb controlled by rebel forces. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has maintained a near relentless assault on eastern Ghouta in recent weeks in an effort to pressure rebels to give up their guns and leave in what terms evacuation deals. So far, civilian deaths in eastern Ghouta total more than 1,000 since the government offensive started nearly 3 weeks ago. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is moving forward with plans to a ban on devices that enable guns to fire like automatic weapons. The National Rifle Association says it plans to sue the state of Florida for enacting gun control legislation that raises the minimum age to buy rifles from 18 to 21. Florida Governor Rick Scott signed the comprehensive legislation surrounded by the families of the 17 victims at a recent high school shooting where the gunman used a semi-automatic weapon. British officials confirmed the widening investigation into the nerve agent attack on a Russian ex-spy and his daughter. Reuters' Nathan Frandino reports.
Former double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia remain in critical but stable condition, almost a week after being found unconscious on a bench in the southern city of Salisbury. Interior Minister Amber Rudd called it a serious and substantial investigation.
There are over 250 counterterrorism police from 8 out of our 11 counterterrorism units involved. There's over 200 witnesses involved, and there's over 240 pieces of evidence.
Her comments came as military vehicles and troops in protective suits and gas masks worked the scene on Saturday. Officials even removed ambulances and police cars used in the initial response. This after a police officer involved in the early response to the attack became sick.
Polling kicked off across Hong Kong in crucial by-elections today, with opposition Democrats urging the city's eligible voters to cast protest ballots against perceived meddling from China's Communist Party rulers. Avery Ying is chairman of the League of Social Democrats.
Well, today we are here outside of the voting stations on the peak to protest against Carrie Lam on her decisions to bar Democisto's candidate, Chao Ting, from running for the legislative election. As you know, that over the past year, we've got many opposition leaders who's been disqualified from the legislative chamber, as well as being a candidate.
The by-election will fill 4 legislative council seats once held by pro-democracy lawmakers and were ousted from public office. Japanese in Tokyo and along the northeast coast are marking the 7th anniversary of the tsunami that took more than 18,000 lives and triggered meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said at an official ceremony in Tokyo that reconstruction is making steady progress. But more than 70,000 people are still displaced from their communities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.